Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Today's episode of Locked On Pistons is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets. The promo code LOPISTONS will get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Pistons take on the Grizzlies tonight, and Stan Van Gundy has promised a new starting lineup. The starters since Reggie Jackson has come back, they've just been throttled. They've been bad on both ends. And a lot of the problems, whether it's his fault or not, seem to start with Reggie Jackson. We're going to talk more about him later, what he's doing mentally to contribute to these problems. But I think a lot of this is just physical. He doesn't have the same burst off the dribble, and that screws things up a lot offensively. When the offensive flow isn't there, this team has a habit, like many teams do, of not defending as hard. And so that's a problem. Whether this is something that will just self-correct when Jackson gets healthy or not, and I sort of think it will, Van Gundy wants to do something preemptive. He doesn't want to keep losing games, especially because this is leading to some locker room dissension where guys are getting mad because things are going poorly. And all those angers, everything like that gets amplified when the team is losing. So Van Gundy has promised a lineup change. He just hasn't said what it is. He did give a hint, though. And this is a quote via Keith Langlois of Pistons.com that it's going to be a lot of the same guys out there, but we'll try and augment that a little bit. Talking about the defensive, quote-unquote, disposition. So I have a guess now of what the lineup change will be. I've narrowed it down to two possibilities. I think we can probably eliminate Ish Smith starting for Reggie Jackson, which I think is a good thing to eliminate. It'd be hard to go back and forth between Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith. Once Reggie Jackson gets healthy, I think he'll clearly deserve that starting role. So doing anything now to change that will just make it awkward when it comes to the point where Reggie Jackson clearly should be the starter. And so I think you have to stick with Reggie Jackson through his pains. But the quote seems to indicate that it's going to be John Luehr for either Tobias Harris or Marcus Morris. The Pistons have defended much better this year with Luehr on the floor. He's used his height well, and that makes a big difference. Height sometimes can be overplayed by some old school thinkers, but I think some people thinking in a new school way can undersell height. I mean, think about when you play basketball, if you're going against somebody just a couple inches shorter than you or a couple inches taller than you, it can make a big difference in your comfort level, your ability to disrupt shots. Even though Luehr isn't the strongest, isn't the fastest on his feet, those extra couple inches, because he's a good size for a power forward, can make a difference. So who goes to the bench, Tobias Harris or Marcus Morris? I guess, if I'm guessing, it'll be Tobias Harris, whose offensive game maybe can work a little better when he doesn't have other players as capable with the ball around him. He's sort of also, Van Gundy has said, been somebody to complain about his shots. So this could be a way of sending a message, too, that this isn't going to fly, you're going to go to the bench. And Marcus Morris is probably the better defender of the two. So if you're looking for defense early, you probably want to leave Marcus Morris out there. On the other hand, Van Gundy, the last couple years, has liked to use Marcus Morris with the bench players, sort of serve as somebody who can create his own shot a little bit in the mid-range when the shot clock is winding down. Somebody who has, as Van Gundy admitted, a better passing ability than expected when the Pistons traded for him. So there's definitely an argument to move Morris to the bench. It might hurt your defense a little bit to start, but there's probably more of a comfort level between Morris and the other reserves. We'll see how that plays out tonight against Memphis. And the other big thing that's got to change beyond the starting lineup, that's an easy thing to change on paper. The other big thing that has to change is Reggie Jackson's attitude. And I want to talk to you about that. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. The NBA season is underway, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, the club seats, or the upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate on their first ticket purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LO Pistons. It's LO as in locked on Pistons. L-O Pistons. SeatGeek will send you a $20 offer after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code L-O Pistons. That's L-O as in locked on Pistons. L-O Pistons. Enter that promo code today. So if you watched the Bulls game, you probably noticed, because it was very noticeable, Reggie Jackson did not shoot in the first quarter. He'd bring the ball up, he'd dump it off to a teammate, go spot up. It wasn't him driving and dishing or trying to create for his teammates. It was him removing himself from offensive involvement. That's how it looked to me. That's also how it looked to Stan Van Gundy. Van Gundy pretty much called out Jackson for it a day later. Even after the game, there was a little bit of blame going back and forth where Reggie Jackson said, oh, I was just running the plays called. And Van Gundy said, no, that style of play, that was Reggie Jackson doing Reggie Jackson. I think it was pretty clear which it was, and Van Gundy doubled down, and he said, you know, this was Reggie Jackson consciously trying to play a certain way because he's gotten all this complaining from his teammates about not getting the ball enough. So this wasn't Reggie Jackson being aggressive. This wasn't him playing his game, which is what he needs to do. Van Gundy even had a funny quote about it. Quote, the JFK thing, instead of asking what everyone is supposed to do to keep you happy, how about you do something to help your teammates? We're in a wrong mindset, end quote. And yeah, that's really the truth of where it is. On the bright side, Reggie Jackson did say the right things today. He said, I just have to be myself, play my game, attack, make plays for himself and his teammates. And so we'll need to see that in action, but we'll need to see it in a smarter way maybe than he was doing before. The way he was attacking before was probably skewed too much for himself. The problem is, because he's not healthy, his ability to attack off the dribble just isn't there. And so there aren't creases for himself. There aren't creases for teammates. And it's hard to make those passes that he's accustomed to making. I don't think he's a selfish player. He's definitely not the most unselfish player. And maybe he skews a little bit too much towards selfish. But I would not describe him overall as a selfish player. I just think because of his physical limitations right now, those passing lanes aren't there. And it's not as if the shots are there either, but maybe from where he is on the court, that's a little bit easier to get up than to force a pass, which of course can be frustrating for his teammates, but I think they just sort of have to play through it right now. And if it gets to the point Jackson is healthier and this is still happening, okay. If he's not willing to bend a little bit because he's not having the same burst to get to the rim, okay, like there's some room to complain, but I'm just not sure everybody's going about this the right way, where players are trying to do their part to make life easier for Reggie Jackson before complaining about it and having a little bit of patience and realizing, hey, this is not so bad. This lineup was very good last year, and it will probably get better this year when Reggie Jackson gets healthy, but nobody really has that patience, including Van Gundy, like I said, who's going to change the starting lineup tonight against Memphis. The Grizzlies come in with their own problems. They've lost a few games in a row, and if you enjoyed Stan Van Gundy's team meeting my ass, this isn't quite on the same level, but David Fizdale was pretty harsh about his own team, saying he's really down on their leadership. He said their huddles are like tombs. Nobody wants to step up and lead. And he's really going to see who steps up to the challenge. And maybe that's the type of skid you want to play a team in. Maybe the Grizzlies are in the midst of their own troubles, and it's a good time to catch them. On the other hand, you know, this is a team with proud leadership. They've had Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, Tony Allen together for a while. This is a group of professionals, even if aging, maybe not as effective as they could have been at their peak. There's a lot of pride here, and this is probably the type of team coming out looking to make a statement, capable of making a statement. Plus, Chandler Parsons might be back for this game. Mike Conley is healthier far sooner than expected and getting back into the flow. This is going to be a tough matchup, which is kind of a bummer because this is the last game of a 7-game stretch I identified as, hey, this is an easy point in the Pistons' schedule. That's also when it looked like Mike Conley would be out and that Parsons would probably be out. So they're coming back. The Grizzlies are tougher than expected, and the Pistons are only 2-4 in this stretch so far. The Pistons have self-destructed at a bad time when there were winnable games on the schedule, and now it puts a little bit more pressure on these more difficult games. Memphis has an elite defense, a bad offense, and it's just a pretty striking difference. I don't think they're as good defensively as they've shown so far. I don't think they're as bad offensively as they've shown so far, but they are on those ends of the spectrum. They shoot very poorly, so the key is going to be when they miss those shots, you got to rebound. The Pistons have not been as good as a rebounding team as they should be. Definitely not as good as they were last year, but they can be up and down. So the key for the Pistons, you got to rebound. And then the Grizzlies are going to foul a lot. So you got to make your free throws. And you have to move the ball an adequate amount to make them foul. They will. You know, if you get too stagnant, maybe they won't. But as long as you move the ball a decent amount, they will foul. They're very aggressive. That leads to mostly good things defensively. But that is the drawback. They do foul. So you got to make your free throws when it comes to that. And the Pistons can win. You know, these teams are not so unevenly matched. The game's in Detroit. The Pistons are coming off an off day. The Grizzlies played last night. So whatever else is going on, this is definitely a game the Pistons can win and would probably feel very good about winning given everything else going on. So we'll be back tomorrow to see how that goes. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Thanks for listening.
Napa know how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.